Government reform activists took their smartphones into state assembly committee meetings to live stream the meetings that so far have not been available online to the public. That story from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
To mark what's known as Sunshine Week to promote more open government, the activists took their smartphones into several assembly committee meetings. Using simple software, they pressed record and streamed the proceedings live on the internet. Alex Camarda says it's the first time ever the meetings have been available online.
The assembly has actually 84 different entities, 37 committees, 27 subcommittees, task forces, commissions, none of which regularly webcast or make available their proceedings to the public unless you show up in person. And some of them have never done that.
The picture is handheld and the sound is a bit muddy, but the recordings reveal several key points. One is that most of the meetings are brief, lasting about 5 minutes or less, and not much happens.
1618A, Mr. Gant. Motion to report. Negative votes.
Majority Party Democrats methodically work their way through legislation sponsored by Democrats. They're interrupted only by questions from Minority Party Republicans. The Democrats answer with somewhat strained patience. The GOP lawmakers then almost routinely vote as a block against all of the bills.
All minority?
Minority in the negative.
A few lawmakers seem more focused on their BlackBerries and iPhones than on the proceedings. At the Assembly Environmental Conservation Committee meeting, the first several minutes of the recording feature lawmakers eating as they eagerly reach for a large platter of sandwiches and crack open sodas. In an indication that the lawmakers knew they're being recorded, a sign on the food makes clear that the spread was not paid for by the taxpayers' money. A staff member for Committee Chair Robert Sweeney later confirmed that the assemblyman pays for the lunch, since the meeting is almost always held at noontime. And the chair of the Small Business Committee, William Scarborough, went out of his way to acknowledge the live streamers.
We will be joined by the Citizens Union here. They are filming various committee meetings, and they've come to film our meeting. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group was one of those recording the meetings. He says it costs next to nothing, and he believes just having the cameras there can improve the quality of the meetings.
It's like the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. You can't view something without changing how that body behaves. And so maybe if legislators know that their members, that their constituents are actually watching at home and have a chance to see if they're debating or if they're just sitting there raising their hand on occasion and then walking out as soon as the meeting ends, maybe these legislators will engage in more debate and they'll start marking up bills in committees and taking the other actions that will make our committee process a lot more functional.
The state Senate has been live streaming their committee meetings for the past couple of years now. A stationary camera is positioned several feet away from the lawmakers, and highlights chosen by the senators appear on the Senate website. A spokesman for the assembly says Democrats are currently discussing whether or not to adopt routine live streaming of their public meetings. The activists hope their recordings will help the assembly decide faster. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.